This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. That is a rabbit hole that's kind of fun to go down. Harry Styles... I started with Brandon, who's part of the AP team. Got Nicole. I'm looking at Nicole right now. Brandon is out in the cold. Nobody else can come into the station. But he was telling me the other day, oh, you got to watch Harry Styles performing live on the NPR Tiny Desk thing. And I just went down a whole like live performances by Harry Styles thing. Turns out I'm a huge fan. Who knew?
That's good.
Yeah. Well, look, I've got the time. I'm sitting around all day going, let me watch anything interesting. Is there anything happening that I can watch?
I can't say for sure, but I think he played one of those events our boss puts together at the Hollywood Bowl.
That sounds right.
Like We Cares or something. Anyway, the guy's good. I'm shocked at how he can by himself sort of handle an audience that size, because you sort of expect a boy band to not be that capable.
Well, and I actually, it's like you were saying the other day, you know, you talk about NSYNC and you got the one guy, Justin Timberlake. The other guys, I'm sure, are very talented. I'm sure they are. But there seems to have been some depth to the talent in One Direction. And this guy, Harry Styles, is just, I hardly ever like anything new. Hardly ever.
I don't know if I'm into him. Was One Direction... Because when I think of the boy bands, I think they've got this choreographed presentation. It's not rock and roll at all. It's very practiced. There's a different skill set when someone comes out and just owns a stadium and does so by their enthusiasm and accumulated ability, accumulated performance ability, where they can just do it.
Well, some people are naturals. I don't know enough about One Direction. I couldn't tell you one song that they ever did. Weren't they put together on one of those Simon Cowell shows?
I think so. They're like an X Factor thing.
Yeah. Oh, there it is. Right. The X Factor. Like they were just random participants and I think got put together.
Mm-hmm. That's
it
correct.
Wasn't like they all knew each other ahead of time.
Yeah.
So anyway, Harry Styles, as his own person, he'll blow your doors off. Like, I really am super impressed with him. And now I've talked about him long enough. You think I
hey,
it's like anything a girl crush.
That's not COVID-19.
You're right, Benny.
I'm trying to stretch.
All right, let's get to the news. Stretching done.
Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. Radio.com is an app. You get the app, then you listen to this radio show on your phone wherever you go.
Yep.
Make sure to post how you're practicing social distancing to your social media and use hashtag stay connected to keep us in the loop.
Yeah, I keep touching that hashtag and seeing if I got any, you know, got some Alice listeners on there. It's nice.
All right. Are we going to the phone or are we going to news?
I believe she's on hold. Yeah.
Set us up here.
We have a Jennifer on the phone. Actually, she wrote in to me yesterday and it was before we even started the Capeless Hero segment. And she was talking about, hey, I have this idea for Zoom for you guys. And basically what she says is...
Oh, she's trying to help us out.
She's trying to help us out with Zoom.
She's a helper. Look for the helpers.
She gave us all this information on Zoom and says, thanks for keeping us going throughout the week. You entertain us in my ambulance as we wait for that next call. So I saw that and I go, wait, you're in an ambulance driving around waiting for the next call. So you know what? I got her on the phone and let's just see what she's doing nowadays.
Jennifer, are you there?
I'm here. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, how you guys doing?
You know, we're hanging in there. I think things are a little easier for us than maybe they are for you, sitting in your ambulance waiting for the next call. That sounds like a lot.
Yeah, it's been a pretty heavy load on our shoulders lately. You know, it's business as usual most days, but every call is potentially that call. Our dispatch center is really good at asking a lot of pointed questions when somebody calls 911, and they will really interrogate you to make sure that there's no potential risk for us. We still assume the risk with every call, and if we have enough information, we will be outside your front porch suiting up and coming in looking like something out of a space movie, basically. But it's all basically to protect us until we figure out what's going on with you and whether or not you actually have legitimate symptoms. And,
so you and have a hazmat suit to put on, is what you're saying?
I wish. No. So we've got a limited supply of N95 masks. We have booties that we'll put on if we're going into your homes. We've got, of course, our gloves and whatnot. Some people wear protective headgear or caps, and then we've got the disposable gowns that we wear as well.
So you are primarily responding to COVID-19 calls because, I mean, accidents still happen. That's the hospitals are still open for other business.
Right. No, I am a paramedic with the 911 provider in Alameda County. So we respond to anything you call us for. We just have to have a higher index of suspicion for these calls. And there have been accident scenes that it turns out were COVID positive. They just happened to crash their car. So we have to be really careful on every scene.
Right. Oh, my goodness. They, you know, that I didn't even think about that. Even, you know, right. You can break your leg when you're hanging at home trying to fight your COVID, I guess.
So let me ask you a question, because one of the things that we talked about earlier was that we're not necessarily seeing what the ERs look like or what. But you are. You're actually showing up. I would imagine you know most of the people at the ER and you are there fairly regularly. What are the scenes like? Are you seeing large turnouts for people suspected of having COVID-19?
Out here in Alameda County, we are sitting in the calm before the storm. What you're seeing on the news in New York and other areas where it literally there is no space available and there's just gurney to gurney with critical patients everywhere, that's going to be our reality in about a week. Right now, we've done a really good job of educating the public that unless you have critical symptoms, you do not need to go to the hospital. And if you don't have any truly sick issues or injuries, the last place you want to be is sitting there in a waiting room, potentially being exposed to the guy sitting next to you.
Right.
So we've done our best to limit the number of patients we're bringing in so that we have the staff and the space free for those patients. But it's coming, and it's going to be really bad. And I really wish people would listen when we say stay at home.
What is, like, is that the biggest piece of advice that you'd get? Just please stay at home. Is there any other message that we should be getting out there?
Yeah, okay. So the analogy that I give my nieces and nephews who are younger and the younger generation that just doesn't understand is this is a game of hide and seek. The only way that you can prevent yourself from coming in contact with somebody with coronavirus is to hide from it. Stay home. Your environment is protected. You've cleaned it. You know who's coming and going. Keep people who don't live under your roof out of your home. Don't do play dates. Don't go hang out with the neighbor kids. Stay home and in your own safe environment, and corona cannot find you. It's when you get out and about and go hang out at the beach and you take the entire family grocery shopping and whatnot, that's when you're potentially interacting with anybody and everybody who's sick, and it only takes one person to affect an entire community in a matter of a day or two.
Right, so, and then you're a carrier, and you're also not being careful, and now you've given it to the neighbors. And
bingo.
Right. Okay. That, you know what? There it is. It's great advice. Listen, Jennifer, please stay safe.
Absolutely.
You know, we can't thank you enough for being out there and being willing to respond to the calls from people who are suffering with this. And thanks for keeping us on in the ambulance. Do you have a partner that you want to give a shout out to? Or?
I do. I'm not there yet, but I'm going to make him listen to the replay later. And I want to say hi to Serena, my supervisor, and her service dog, Lila, who hangs out at the station and keeps us sane. And pretty much hello to all of my ALCO family. I'm not giving shouts out to my biological family because they voted me off the island and I don't get to hang out with them anymore right now. So just a little love to my ALCO peeps and my ER peeps and all of our fire and law enforcement and everybody who's out there on the lines with us. We love you.
All right, Jennifer, thank you so much for coming on today.
Guys.
And
have a great
sharing
day.
A little wisdom with us. Thanks, Jen.
Take care.
You too.
Ay, ay, ay.
I know. Can you imagine? That is like, that is, she's out there. It's scary. Thank you, Jen.
Well, that, you know what, that the right there at the end when she said, I don't get to see my regular family because I'm voted off the island or
right.
whatever. It's because she's out. She's possibly carrying because she's possibly getting it while she's out helping us.
Right.
Trip.
But that's the person who will show up when you really need someone. And it's so nice to know there is someone who will show up. That's a lot.
The part that I've been struggling with here as we've been trapped in the house with little kids is they jump around and go crazy and find everything becomes... The actual toys aren't useful, but the couch cushions and jumping off of everything becomes the thing. And I've explained to them, I don't care if it's broken. You're getting a Band-Aid. That's what we got because we're not going to the ER. So you need to get it together.
And right. That's hard to tell a 6-year-old who is a ball of energy.
Right. But except...
And a 2-year-old.
And this is... I get it. She's just a kid. But I'm like, every game ends in tears with you, dude. Every single one. Can you just stop running around?
Oh.
God.
Well, she's doing her job as a kid, but you're right. You got to be able to say, look, if you get hurt, this is where we're going to stay. The thing is, it is nice to know that emergency services are available if something happens. It's amazing, actually, like the way that our society is set up. Like, we're so lucky.
Yeah, I was trying to get that tooth out last night, and I felt like I could probably...
Oh, how'd that go?
It's right there. It is right
there.
Oh,
it's still in her head.
Yeah, I couldn't get... I could have gotten it out, but I also had, just in the back of my mind, I was thinking, is there any chance I'm going to rip this thing out too soon, and we'll end up with a bleeder, like a head wound that can't... The blood doesn't stop, and we've got to go to the hospital.
You know what? That was a solid choice on your part, because I would have been like, where are the pliers?
I know.
Let's yank this thing out by the root.
So the rest of the day, I've been telling her to worry it herself. You know, get that thing go, because we really got to get it out. So hopefully today. Anyway, thanks, Jennifer, for coming on. Let me do a couple quick informational bits here, and then I'll get to... I believe we have text today, right?
We should, yeah.
Okay, good. Here's where we're at. Yesterday, the United States passed an unfortunate milestone. We now have more confirmed coronavirus cases than any other country in the world. There are more than 85,000 confirmed cases in the U.S. We continue to have limited testing available.
I was going
to
say, the actual number is probably 10 times that.
Yeah, way higher. And as you just heard from... Jennifer in Alameda, she's a paramedic. She was saying, this is the calm before the storm next week.
Oh,
so,
boy.
And I don't like that feeling like, oh, the other, what is that term? The other shoe's going to drop any second.
Yes, right.
I hate that feeling.
I know. It has felt like we're marking time, like waiting for this thing that's going to happen. And, there's part of me that's like, God, I hope she's wrong. I hope we all buckle down soon enough. I mean, I'd love for her to be... I'm sure she'd love for her to be wrong. But she was a person who would know. Not I.
Many people are pointing to our governments, both state and federal, as being woefully unprepared. And I don't disagree. And yet I also believe that in good times, it's hard to sell people the need to stock up on things that most people would go, what do we need that for? What's that about?
Do you think going forward, this is, you know, once, like, let's say we get through this, and my firm belief is that we will, all of us will from time to time go, nah, let's grab some extra toilet paper. Ah, let's get some canned goods.
I do think having gone through something brings home the need to be prepared. I was reading an article just this morning about the toilet paper dilemma, and it continues to be this weird mystery. Is even the toilet paper manufacturers are like, we've upped our output, we are shipping to stores, and yet it is put on the shelf and gone that day. Like, the shelves are still bare. So they don't know what number they're going to have to produce to get out in front of this weird need to have stockpiled.
How much do you need? Like, this is, I mean, do we need a year's worth? I mean, stop it, people. I want to say thanks again to the people who dropped off a six-pack of toilet paper at my house. That just gives us the buffer we need, because I haven't seen toilet paper in a store in 3 weeks.
Right. Me neither.
So I might buy 10 packs of it. I wouldn't do that.
Well, now they won't sell it to you.
Right.
It's finally now that the stores are like, you know,
limit
sorry.
Of two.
Right. New York, by the way, has been the hardest hit. The spike is absolutely visible in New York. And actually, Cuomo, I believe, the governor there, was calling the stimulus like a crime, because he's saying the center of this problem in America is in New York, and we're not getting nearly the percentage of this stimulus package that we should be. I don't know what to say to him about that, but that's one of the things out there, is that this $2.2 trillion stimulus is likely not going to be enough.
I'm going to just not. We shouldn't. I will get so mad.
All right, let's do something else.
All right.
Our text machine number is 800-400-3697. Oh, I'm going to mention that before I get to the text, I'm going to mention this a bunch. Instacart is going to be hiring everyone. They're hiring like 300,000 workers, and it's because of this. But if you're someone that is just newly laid off, it's a possibility that you may want to consider. You have to be going and delivering food to people who are hiding in place, which puts you on the front lines. But if you've got a need, Instacart's hiring.
Right. There's actually they're not alone. There's, you know, Amazon and other delivery people who deliver, pick up at restaurants and deliver food. I mean, there's talk about gig economy. This is this might be the thing that can tide you over.
Jennifer, the paramedic, is such a great speaker. Enjoyed listening to her and the great work she's doing.
Yeah, she held it together just perfectly. That was a great appearance. Thank you.
Hospital worker here. She's spot on about the calm before the storm. The ER volume is way down, but the people coming in are very sick.
Mm. Jesus.
I love the Friday Survivor, but can you move the discussion to the 7 o'clock hour now that we don't need to commute? It's so nice not to wake up so super early.
Oh,
I set my alarm for 5:55 today, but 6:55 would have been way better. Thanks. Love you guys.
Yeah, we're going to just go ahead and leave it. It's honestly, this is, we're going to try and keep with the routine for the people who are keeping with their routines. Or we can move it. It's up to you guys.
I actually feel like the restraint we show in not talking about, and we do show restraint, even though you think I ruined it yesterday. The restraint we show.
I wanted to ruin it way more than that. I wanted to go off.
Right. The restraint we show in not talking about it Thursday means we're bubbling over by Friday morning. So right. I don't think there's any chance we're going to make it to 7. I just don't.
I know. I mean, honestly, it's hard to not talk about it in the last 30. We're like so ready to talk about it. But listen, if you are home, or even if you find yourself with a little extra time in this whole thing, go back and watch it from the beginning of this season. Even if you've never watched a season of it, like it's a really great show and a great season.
Speaking of the show, and I hadn't thought of this, but I had thought of someone else he reminds me of, is Wendell the twin brother of Jussie Smollett.
Oh, that's so funny.
I think he looks like Donald Glover. And maybe it's just the hair, the spiked hair and the now filling in beard. But
actually, you're right. That's funny. I didn't really put either of those together. But he does look similar. I guess because you were staring at his face all the time.
Right. 925 says, Vinny's volume's on the low side. Am I low?
I feel like you're okay.
Yeah.
There's
a couple
know.
Of them. On radio.com app, Vinny is low.
Oh,
You can touch your little red fader thing just a tiny bit if you want.
That's never been said, though, has
that's
it?
I know.
Been said.
No,
that's great.
In the history of this radio show, that's never been said. It's nice. Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah? I'll play with my knob right after this.
Hot. Well, I do have some coronavirus stuff, but we'll try to keep it fun. Oh, you stop it. It's not me. It's you. No. Hit the commercials.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.